Blackstone Publishing presents From Miniskirt to Hijab, A Girl in Revolutionary Iran by Jacqueline Saper. This book is read by Vane Asadorian. In memory of my resilient father, Rahmat Hilavi, who loved his native country of Iran, and to my courageous mother, Stella Averly, who loved my father enough to leave her native England, and to all those whose lives have been interrupted by revolution and war. بنی آدم اعضای یک پیکرند که در آفرینش ز یک گوهرند چو عضوی به درد آورد روزگار دگر عضوها را نماند قرار تو که از محنت دیگران بیغمی نشاید که نامت نهند آدمی. Human beings are like parts of a body created from one essence. When one part is hurt and in pain, others cannot remain in peace and quiet. If the misery of others leaves you indifferent and with no feeling of sorrow, then you cannot be called a human being. Bani Adam, The Children of Adam, by 13th century Persian poet Saadi Shirazi. The lines of this poem are displayed on the wall at the entrance to the United Nations building in New York City. This poem, using the translation above, was included in President Carter's toast to the Shah of Iran during the New Year's Eve 1978 state dinner at Niavaran Palace in Tehran. Historical note. Once known as Persia, Iran is a modern nation with an ancient past. 2,500 years ago, Cyrus the Great was crowned the first king of the Persian Empire. He is known to have respected the traditions and customs of the various subjects of his vast empire. The Persian monarchy continued throughout the centuries, and each dynasty had a unique history with distinctive characteristics. In 1925, Reza Shah established the Pahlavi dynasty. He was a Western-leaning monarch who took drastic and unorthodox measures to modernize the country. For example, in 1936, the king banned the wearing of hijab for women and traditional Eastern garb for men. His son Mohammad Reza Shah became king in 1941 and ruled Iran through an era of rapid modernization and prosperity until 1979. The Iranian Revolution of 1979 ended the establishment of the monarchy in Iran and replaced it with an Islamic republic. The Shah left Iran on a cold winter day in January of 1979 on a flight to Egypt. While delivering one of his last speeches to his fellow...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?